Take a moment to settle bodies, minds, and spirits at the end of the day and at the end of the week. Welcome to worship.
We gather in the name of the Triune God, our healer, our hope, and our only home. Amen.
Welcome to prayer around the cross. Here at Holden Village, we gather each Friday to hear the promises of God, to pray for healing for ourselves and for one another, and to be sent into the world as wounded healers and bearers of Christ's love.
Let us pray. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, give us hope beyond our fears and peace beyond our sorrows. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Waters of forgiveness, wash my sins away. Water of forgiveness, heal my heart today.
Water of forgiveness, wash my sins away. Water of forgiveness, heal.
reading from Luke. One day, while Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby, and the power of God was present to heal them. Just then, some people came, carrying a paralyzed man on a bed.
We do not have the strength to come to God. Sometimes we are weary, afraid, or heavy laden. Sometimes we are paralyzed or powerless. Sometimes we need faithful friends or family members to carry us into the arms of hope. Sometimes we are those friends, carrying one whom we love into God's presence.
The story continues. They were trying to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus.
Many barriers seem to separate us from God's love. Painful memories, deep doubt, shame, or sorrow. The church itself can crowd us out, making no room to receive us, pushing us to the margins. Even so, faith finds a way to open doors, break down walls or ceilings, and make clear a path to healing.
Continues. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, "Who is this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
We often seek healing when forgiveness is our deepest need. We need to be released from the burdens of our past, the guilt and shame that hold us fast, the anger and blame that bind us to pain. We need the mending mercy of God, the mercy that frees us and brings us wholeness and peace.
The story continues. So that the people would know that Jesus had the power to forgive sins, Jesus said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go to your home." Immediately he stood up before them, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home, glorifying God. Amazement seized all of them.
This is healing. We who are paralyzed, broken, or afraid are carried by others into the presence of God, who welcomes and receives us in Christ Jesus.
This is the miracle. Christ forgives us and sets us free, raises us to new life, and sends us home.
And this is the promise. Christ, our wounded healer, goes home with us, bringing God's healing, forgiveness, and joy.
Sins away.
Come now, you who are paralyzed by guilt or shame or fear.
Come, you who long for wholeness in body, mind, and spirit.
Come, you who ache for the healing of relationships or memories.
Come, you who are filled with deep doubt or great sorrow.
Come, you who weep with those who weep, and you who wait with those to whom death draws near.
When the music begins again, come forward as you are drawn. Light a candle and pray. If you would like to pray alone, please come to one of the boxes. If you would like others to gather around you and to pray with you, come to one of the ceramic bowls.
Come, for Jesus desires that we know forgiveness and life, healing and community.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Giver of every good gift, we praise you for your promise to heal. We thank you for receiving our prayers. We ask you to fill us with your spirit, that we might know your peace and share your healing love in this broken world. Through Christ Jesus, Savior and Lord. Amen.
You may remain and pray in silence. When you rise, go in peace. Pray for one another.